Hey ladies, welcome to episode 4 of the Black Girl Sky podcast. Today's title is Girl, Accept Yourself. This was a great self-talk that I was kind of giving to myself and wanted to just give you all a peek into maybe one of my audio journals. I have been reading a book called Why We Hate Black Women, Deconstructing the Paradox of the Black Female Masculinity by Hassan Pettiford. And this book really inspired me to dig within myself and not only ask, why do we hate Black women, but what has been my personal journey with self-acceptance. I hope that this episode inspires you, and see you after the episode. Black women who want more are on a journey to retrieve those fragmented pieces and restore wholeness. We are on a journey to become our best selves. As broken vessels, we must first consult the master builder, the potter who carefully crafted us and made us beautiful creatures that we are. Spiritual wholeness is the first step of this journey. We must learn the art of submission. We must regain trust in God and reassert our trust in our Black men. Once we are spiritually whole, the rest of the pieces will come together as our ordered steps take us forward in this journey. As we love ourselves more, others will love us more. As we respect ourselves more, others will respect us more. The hate will dissipate as we are seen in the light of our wholeness. We will be complete, no longer looking for someone to complete us or to fill the empty spaces in our hearts, our bodies, our finances, or our souls. This is the end of that journey and the beginning of more. I 10 out of 10 recommend this book, and I'm going to say I recommend this book before we even jump into the conversation, because not only does this book examine how America looks at Black women and the paradox of Black female masculinity, I think it also pushes us as the readers to really examine ourselves. And I know for me, it made me dig deep into what are the aspects about myself that I just hate. Right? And maybe this is a conversation with ourselves that may be hard to have, but I think it's going to be beneficial for just our growth as women in our journey to self and our journey to becoming whole, as the book described. I know for me, the start of the hatred towards myself probably started very, very young. I remember being bullied for things that I couldn't change, right? Having, you know, kinky, shorter hair, being a dark-skinned girl. And on top of that, y'all, I had glasses and braces at one point, okay? So just your quintessential millennial nerdy kid was always me. My mom always would joke that when I was in my very younger years, you know, we had to wear uniforms back in the day, and I would button my uniform top all the way to the top. You know, I would push my glasses all the way back. You know, if you can just visualize, just a cutesy little nerdy girl. And my mom would say, Jazzy, you don't have to button your shirt up all the way. And I would say, no, but I want to. And I always think now, looking back, that was the beginning of me being enterprising and setting myself up for success based upon how I presented myself outwardly to the world. In retrospect, I was then hated for the way that I looked. And I don't think I ever really processed those things when I was growing up, honestly. I think that, you know, a lot of people would bully me or they would talk about me. Look at you, you African booty scratcher. Ew, look at her, she's dark skinned. Look at that kitchen, look at them naps, you know, all types of stuff. People are fucking cruel when I look back. I hate that I allowed myself for so many years to be affected by the things that people said about me instead of forming that internal narrative about what I felt about myself. So the hatred started there. And I felt like it showed up in so many ways. One, me not being able to use my voice and stand up for myself. Literally, people would be talking about me in my face, saying these nasty African booty scratcher comments, and I would try to silence it. I would stand there and act like these things weren't happening. So this was one of the first negative habits that I started to develop very early. The second thing was people pleasing. So naturally, I was just a kind kid, right? Just kind, nice, and I never really understood why others treated me the way that they did at a very early age. And what it caused me to do is start a people please, right? I think we can have a whole episode on people pleasing and the negative effects on that, especially us as Black women. But it also caused me to be a people pleaser. And then thirdly, it started to make me change my outward appearance based upon others' inward responses towards me. And I'll talk a little bit about that. As you all know, probably, or if you don't, I have a strong makeup background in the beauty industry. I absolutely love beauty. I love the outward expression of makeup. I love the luxury of skincare products. I just love it all. I'm a girl's girl when it comes to just beauty and self-care in general and taking care of yourself. And at a very young age, maybe about 14, 15, I was obsessed with just powder and just wanting to cover my face. And I think the reason for that was, all the comments that people said about me. I often look at myself as not good enough. I deem myself as unworthy. It's like I never gave myself a chance based upon what the world said about me. And kicker, these comments were coming from other Black girls, right? Which is just traumatizing when I look back on it, because it really shaped the view of how I viewed women and friendships and being vulnerable with other women, because I never truly felt protected by my own community. So those were some of the beginning phases of me kind of abusing makeup. There became this love-hate relationship with makeup, and I was caking it on. I'm talking about powder everywhere, y'all, liquid foundation smear everywhere, thick-ass eyeliner that I would rock. And this was at, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, I was developing these habits. And I would have different people in my family, or, people who were concerned about my well-being, that would say, "Yo, like, you are truly caking this makeup on and up. Are you okay? This doesn't look right." And of course, I was just very defensive, because yet again, someone was making a comment about my appearance. And even though at this point it was something that I could change, I think that makeup became just a second skin for me. It almost became like my mask to protect me against all of the foolishness that I was experiencing. So I had a love-hate relationship with makeup for so many years. The next thing that I think really affected me when I got into my 20s was my relationship with just my hair. And I think a lot of that came from comments again that people were making about me. And so I started just rocking my sew-ins, rocking weaves, and just to sum it all up, damaging my hair essentially, damaging my hair to rock somebody else's hair because I wasn't comfortable with mine. And again, this is something we could probably dig deep into, because I'm sure a lot of Black women experience this, where maybe we feel as though our hair is not good enough, it's not long enough, the texture's not right, it's not long, silky 3B, 3C hair. And so now we don't feel confident in the way that we looked. And on top of that, we're putting social media and outward images that the media is showing us of what makes a beautiful, attractive Black woman. And I was assessing the way that I looked versus the images that were being shown to me that portrayed beauty, and I didn't necessarily fit that mold. So even in my 20s, I think it was a journey of covering up. So I had the makeup and now the weave and the hair and the I was never really a lash girl, but you might as well throw that in the same category as well. And I was doing all these things just to cover up the wounds that I felt inside about myself. Looking back, if I could talk to myself, I would say, "Girl, you are setting the standard. You are the shit. You are the bomb. There is nobody like you. Button up that shirt, push those glasses back, gel down them BDBs and attack the world, honey." Okay? And that is 30-year-old Jasmine talking to her, 14 and up self. And This book, Why We Hate Black Women, is a really great jumping start for those of us who are looking to heal those wounds that we have internally. Maybe right now you're having a discussion with yourself about what are the root of these things that have caused the beliefs that I have today about myself. What are the root? Where did these things start? I urge you all to find your medium of journaling, whether that be traditional journaling with grabbing just a notebook and a pen. I've also explored with other mediums of journaling, like audio. Pull out your phone, ladies, and start an audio note and just speak. Sometimes traditional journaling doesn't work for everyone, but maybe you just speaking to yourself about the things that you're dealing with can be inspirational for you. And another medium that I have explored that I really find enjoyable is video journaling. So maybe creating you a private folder on your computer or your phone and propping up your phone or computer and just talking to yourself about things that you're experiencing can also be very therapeutic. So I encourage all you ladies, find a journaling medium that works for you and ask yourself, what are the things about myself that I want to change? What are the things about myself, if I have to be real with myself, that I actually hate? And why? What is the root of that? I also want you all to take the prompt that in 2030, if I fully loved myself, if I was walking in my purpose, walking in my gifts, accepting of myself, not by the standards of the world, what does that look like? Paint that picture in your journal prompt for yourself. Rewrite the narrative of yourself and your life story and how you view yourself. And if it's negative like mine was, and I'm not even going to say was, because honestly, this is something that I'm constantly still working through. I'm still working through changing the narrative of how I see myself. Oftentimes when we experience trauma, it's not going to be just a quick flip of the switch. It's not going to be you do this prompt and things get better, but it's going to take intentional work every day of you building yourself. So guys, I encourage you ladies, please go pick up Why We Hate Black Women. I'm going to drop it in the show notes so you all can pick this book up. Very inspirational. If you're looking to really deconstruct the paradox of the black female masculinity, then this book is going to take a crucial look at the lives of black women in order to answer a few questions. Why are so many black women alone? Why are we abused, abandoned, betrayed, devalued, and hated? And this opens up the truth about the cultural Pandora's box of the issues that black women have experienced over the past 400 years. Not only that, like I shared with you all personally, this book has helped me open up my mind to review what are the things that I actually hate about myself. Because in order for the world to love us more, we, in fact, have to love ourselves more. I hope this message has been inspirational. I hope it's caused you to think. And if you do your personal journal prompt, ladies, please share them with me. Leave me a message or some comments below, or hit me up on Instagram at Black Girl Sky to let me know what are the things that you hate about yourself. What are the things that you're looking to change, and how are you rewriting that narrative for yourself? Be blessed. Love, Jasmine.
Real quick before you all go, head over to your Apple Store or your Google Play Store and download the Black Girls Guide app. If you're finding inspiration from this podcast and you want to hear other dope podcasts by Black women, Black men, or even people who don't look like us but they have value for us, run over and download the app. On the app too, you also have tons of resources. In addition to podcasts, you have journal prompts, playlists to shift your mood, and also you can find out when are the latest Black Girls Got meetups in your city. Download the app today if you're interested. Bye.